Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Necessarily the views held by the network itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. How are you tonight? Greetings and welcome to Truthful Tuesday right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers. And, you know, I get so excited every Tuesday because I have the world's best guests ever to come and share their expertise and their wisdom and words of knowledge with you. And tonight is no different, and I can't wait to introduce you to our guest tonight. But before we do that, you know, there's always a couple of things that we kind of get ourselves in alignment spiritually and energetically. So the first thing that we do on Tuesdays for this radio program is we give thanks to our ancestors, each and every one. Whew, we give thanks because they're always with us, and they come and they support us on Tuesdays, and we can feel them. They're just all around. They're holding us up. They're holding us on both sides, and they got us. And we know as we call out to our ancestors that they gladly respond to us. And for that, we give thanks, ancestors. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ashe, ashe, asheo. I feel them. Ooh, I feel them. They up in here good today, man. You know, next what we do is we anchor ourselves in positive energy. I also like to call it affirmative reading. And so these words come from my daily inspirational message, which you can get from RevSandy.wordpress.com. And the message I want to share today is called Sacred Intimacy. Sacred intimacy is going within and communing at the very core of who you are with the source. This is a private activity that connects you to the spiritual energy of the universe. It is prayer, it is meditation, it is breath, it is aloneness with God. It is the time when you shut down all else and concentrate on your connection with infinite spirit. It is just you and the Creator. Still your thoughts. Turn off the outside environment, the phone, the radio, the TV, the self-talk. Become very, very still. Trust that you can do this. Say to yourself and the universe that you are grateful to be alive. Thank God for your existence. Shout it loud if you can. Give thanks. Just simply give thanks. Allow yourself to bask in the goodness that is all around you. Think positive thoughts. Be happy that whatever is in your life today is there for a reason. Accept the lesson and blessing in it. Immerse yourself in complete love. Feel the love as it radiates through your entire body. It may feel like an electrical current or a tingling sensation. However, it is love energy that has been waiting for you to recognize and welcome it into your existence. Love is powerful. Love is awesome. Love is healing, and love is energizing. So enjoy your sacred intimacy each day. Go to that place within you and truly treasure your ability to connect with the energy that sustains all life. It is yours to fully appreciate. It is available to you at your beck and call. Just summon the power, and there it is. Thanks, God. So we come and we give thanks, and we just kind of release whatever woes we had of the day, knowing that right today we're going to be blessed with the most awesome, awesome guest tonight. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So today's show, man, I just have so many different titles, right? So it's simply called, How Many Ways Does She Make a Difference? And I'm talking about my incredible, it feels like a lifelong friend, Dr. Pamelia Sanders. And you're going to be meeting her shortly. But I want to give a couple of housekeeping rules, and then I'm going to play one musical selection, and then we're going to come back, and I get the awesome responsibility of introducing you to Dr. Pamelia. So, audience, you know you're invited to join in our discussion. We love the interaction. All comments are welcomed, and we do want to hear your voice if you would like to share. Our call-in number here is 516-531-9819, and if you would like to speak live on air with us, all you would do would hit 1 on your dial, and that would alert us. The one thing to be cautious or conscious of is if you're not speaking, once I've opened up your line, if you would just mute your phone, that then ensures we have the best playback quality. Say that 3 times real fast, right? So thank you for listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I get to introduce you to my girl, Dr. Pamelia. So check this music out, though.
My God loves me so. His
mention that she's also an angelic songstress. That was from Dr. Pamelia's CD called A Holy Habitation. That particular song there was called Unconditional Love. I've got a couple more that I'm going to play throughout the show. But listen, you guys, welcome back. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And I have the honor of introducing to some and bringing back on a former guest and a friend to all of us, for others, Dr. Pamelia Sanders. So let me just give you just a little bit about how we met and the foundation of our friendship. I would venture to say it was in the 90s, the end of the 90s, or maybe closer to the mid-90s. And Dr. Pamelia, who was not quite a doctor back then, we met in the hallways of Hillside Chapel and International Truth Center in Atlanta, Georgia, going to classes one evening. And we have bonded, created such an incredible relationship and friendship, sisterhood, all of that with one another that has just been remarkable. Her family, her birth family, lives within a rock's throw from where my mom and dad were raised in Louisiana. So if that's not a lot of coincidences, and I tell you, it's just been really a beautiful sharing of our spirits and our souls with one another. I could go on and on just telling you about her and how she's touched and helped me along my path, and how we've both grown so tremendously being friends with one another. But, I want her to come on because I need to share with you, my girl, Dr. Pamelia is about matters of the heart and using that muscle, that heart, to help guide you through your life and to help you to understand just how invaluable and how powerful the heart is as you move around day to day. I know she uses her huge heart in working with her mom, who is just a sweetheart. And Dr. Pamelia has helped her mom to overcome some health issues, and mom is doing really well now. And so she does it all. Dr. Pamelia does it all. She's written books. Her first poetry book, I think, was 20-some years ago, and she hasn't stopped. So I'm going to stop, though, and bring my girl on the line, Dr. Pamelia.
Yes, yes, yes.
Welcome, welcome.
Yes, thank you. I am honored to be here with you, Miss Sandy. It has been 25 years. I met you in 1996, you're right, in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am humbled. I am full of joy and love, and I just want to thank you for being a light in my life. You have continued throughout these 25 years. You have been a for real person, a for real sister girl, as we call it. And ever since I met you, you've just been for real. And I'm just humbled and grateful to be here with you tonight. So thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. 25 years, huh? Oh, wow.
1996.
Yeah.
Our age is here. So yeah.
It just seemed like it's been forever, for a lifetime. So
yeah, it has been.
Go ahead.
Because of, I think, the connections that, you know, meeting your family members, knowing some of your family members who are married into some of my family, one of my family members, and that's your dad, and you. It's just been a wonderful relationship, you know, family lines have just extended, so yeah.
Yes, yes. And so when we first met you guys, I used to love to be right up under, I'm going to call her Pam for certain situations. Now, y'all got to call her Dr. Pamelia, but I get that. I can call her Pam sometimes. She's going to beat me up afterwards, but that's okay. But I would be like right up under her because she could sing so beautifully. I just wanted her to sing the songs and I wanted to hear it, you know, while we were in church and stuff. And I don't know if she ever knew that that was one of the main reasons why I was always right there, because she's so beautiful. You heard her voice on that song in that particular CD, I think was maybe about 5 years ago, Dr. Pamelia.
I think, yes, you're right, 2013, 2014? Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. About 7 years ago, and you, I'm going to let her do her own marketing on that, and I'll tell you more as we go along. But one of the, we have no idea where this conversation is going to go. This is how we've been doing it forever, so you guys are just going to join in with us. So Dr. Pamelia has recently completed a most powerful book called Colored and Country, A Journey of the Heart. So Dr. Pamelia, would you share with the audience the theme of your book and why you thought it was an important subject to document in a book?
Thank you for the opportunity to share. I would say that this book, I believe, is timely. It's important. I spoke it into existence some years ago and telling when I was in grad school, and just because of what we were dealing with back then. And the theme of it has changed, but what happened was in my writing it, it's where divine intervention brought Pearlie Mae Daniels and Kate and Gail Dietz face-to-face in the heart of the desert of Arizona. Pearlie is an African-American woman and born and culturally educated in the rural South, whereas Kate is a woman of German descent. She was born in the desert of Arizona, close to the border of Mexico, and she was educated by numerous life lessons in law enforcement and the armed services. And so happened is that their worlds collided and challenged them to explore unfounded truths from the past in order to embrace their present-day realities. And it was a heartfelt journey that took them far and wide into the truth of who they are and were. And their journey into friendship was to begin. In building their friendship, they found creative ways to express respect and compassion and trust and forgiveness when faced with some of the challenges, the hardcore challenges that they had, the realities of where life had them at the time. And a shared destiny would challenge them to face their fears, their prejudices, their biases, their assumptions, and how deeply those two women wanted to go into building a bridge across their cultural differences would be determined by their commitment to stay the course in the midst of their toughest challenges, should I say. And a love for God and his plan for their lives would help them build a bond of friendship that will last through some of the toughest and the roughest challenges of life and prayerfully throughout eternity. And I wrote that book, I believe it's a timely book, Miss Sandy, for the sake of where we are right now in this nation. And I felt compelled to bring it forth at this time as, you know, the racial divide. There's so many things that we're facing as a nation here in the United States of America. And, you know, you've been the wonderful person who wrote the introduction to this book. And I love what you wrote. You know, it was a book that you said you couldn't put down. And so I think what it does is that from a practical standpoint, it gives people a different lens to look at relationships, at the black, the white issue, or whatever race that you're having challenges with. And It's a you know, funny time. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's challenging going through the journey with Pearlie Mae and Caton. But I think it gives us some kind of glimpse into understanding that this journey that we're on is about the heart. It's about loving one another. And no matter how you walk in the world, as a Christian, as a Jew, as a Muslim, as a Buddhist, as a Taoist, however, it all takes us back to the journey of the heart. And how we walk through life in sharing the gift of who we are with others. And so this book, I believe, is timely. I believe that it's needed, and it was a joy to write it. It was a joy to get others to, you know, to give me input into it. And I've had fun just bringing it forth into the world.
It's an excellent, excellent read. Colored in Country, A Journey of the Heart. Look, man, I tell you, I was so wrapped up in these two characters as I was reading to prepare the introduction to the book for Dr. Pamelia. It was just, it's very, very, very well written. It will have you evaluating and looking at the friendships and the relationships that you have, particularly with other women, regardless of the race. I know that for me, especially in my 20s and my 30s, my friends were always multiracial, you know, so they used to tell me that my friendships resembled the United Nations, and I like that because I'm always knowing that we can learn from different cultures. And, you know, Dr. Pamelia, I'm not sure if we talked about you doing this radio program this month, which also happens to be Women's History Month. And so it's very appropriate to have this conversation around matters of the heart, or, you know, a journey of the heart as your, you know, your subtitle of your book, and to go forward with this discussion. So I think it's really, really important that we look at it and be honest. I tell you, because some of the things that those two went through in their experiences that you've documented so perfectly well is just amazing.
Well, you know, I love the way you brought that forward when you wrote the introduction. I believe, and this is stepping back, I'm stepping into my academic role right now as a, you know, someone who, you know, says she's been to school and has an education. I believe that women will be at the forefront in the days and the years to come, as we have been really in various areas within the community. I believe that women will be the ones who will help to bring the change that we need so badly in the nation and in the world. And I believe that as women from various background experiences, various races and religions and what have you, I believe that once we can get our acts together and communicating effectively, working with a model of love, I'm going to put it out there just plainly, then and only then will changes begin to happen for us on every front. Because right now the paradigm that we're working is pretty, you know, is more like confrontational power struggles. But I believe as women leave the forefront, begin to have the discussions and lead the discussions to help us, that's when things are really beginning to change and happen in our nation and in the world. So,
Very well said. Was that as you were writing your book and documenting the different experiences between these two completely opposite women, but they were similar, you know, because they did, because we all have the same issues that challenges, opportunities in life that we're facing, and it really just depends on your frame of reference and how you handle or resolve or deal with it. But so was that one of the reasons why – you chose these characters or had these characters to have the type of personalities and beliefs that they did was to show the opposites in the two women?
You know, I let my – excellent question. Excellent question. I just let my creative juices flow, and I will just say that this is a fictional story based upon a friendship that helped to form who I am and how I walk in the world today. Mm. And so it's fictional. It's based upon history, upon my personal history, but it's also fictional. And so when I was writing it, I will tell you my creative juices ran wild, and I wasn't looking at it to be about women's story, our stories as women, but just to say what is happening in the world around us. And
okay.
Believe me, this was happening in a church setting, and there were challenges, and there's still challenges, and there were differences. And you know, I was just writing when I was, you know, I would go home and write down a few notes. And so when I finally sat down and was beginning to put it together, things came to me, and it's just like, okay. And so that creative flow, Holy Spirit was just giving me things to say. And as I look back on the manuscript now, on the book now, I'm like, wow, whoa, okay. And I believe one of the things that was important in this dream, in this book, was my dreams and how dreams play important roles in our lives, not just my life, but in other people's lives, and how I believe that God speaks to us through our dreams. Because what happened to Pearlie Mae was that she had to be broken. The person that she was walking in the world as was very much so in her head, was, you know, an intellectual, and had not taken that 18-inch journey from her head to her heart in order to do what it was that God was calling her to do. And she was going through some challenges, you know. She kept going to the doctor thinking, oh, I must be getting ready to die because, you know, I'm having all these attacks. I can't sleep at night. But what was happening to her was that God was talking to her, and he was needing to shape her and mold her into what and who she needed to be for him, for his purposes. And so the journey is one of, when we say death and dying, people have a problem with that. But it was where her soul, spirit, soul, and body, that's how I see us, as a spirit and a soul and a physical body. Pearlie Mae's soul was being broken so that God could get to that innermost part of who she is as a spiritual being walking in the world. And that's where the spiritual heart resides, within the spirit. And so when that breaking took place, when she finally said, okay, when Pearlie Mae said, okay, not my will, but your will be done, that's when things started to happen. And Caton was that catalyst for change. She helped her to see, because Pearlie Mae was very inquisitive. She wanted to know different things, but she couldn't. She was looking at it conceptually. But when Pearlie Mae, when she was being fed in such a way where she began to see things differently from a different angle, a different perspective, that's when she said, okay. And that's when they could begin to have a conversation, because basically they weren't on the same page, Pearlie Mae and Caton. Because think of it this way. All of us have our own fears. We have brokenness in our lives. We have things that keep us from being who we truly need to be. And so in this book, in this novel, Pearlie Mae is being broken, as well as her friend Caton. And when they were able to sit down face to face, woman to woman, and acknowledge who they were, and say, you know, like, really, Pearlie Mae, I'm afraid you're going to walk away. And, you know, Pearlie Mae is an African-American woman from the South. So she had much spunk and tenacity, and that part of her that wanted, that soulless part of her that wanted to come out and tell us that, girl, you need to go somewhere and sit down. She had to come at Caton from a different angle. She couldn't come, you know, she couldn't come with all the attitude. Now, mind you, Caton had attitude, too, but it was a different kind of attitude. So I think in the long run, they walked a journey in which both were transformed, and it was an authentic transformation. And I would say that it was one that took them deep, far, and wide, Miss Sandy. And
yeah.
I believe that's what patient, and not everyone is going to want to take the journey, but I think it's so important for each of us to begin, even just to put a foot in the water and to say, okay, I think I can. I think I can.
Yeah.
Begin this journey of the heart. So,
and I totally agree with you, and that's what I believe was so believable and so, like, you don't want to put the book down. You want to read it from beginning to end. You want to know what happened, how they resolved. Were there any more bumps in the road? You know, well, what did they say to each other? So it was, I mean, just I thoroughly, thoroughly loved it. And I appreciate the points that you're making in reference to being broken and needing to resolve, so to speak, to face and to handle whatever it is that you happen to be dealing with. Because a lot of times people in general, and I think women particularly, we do not become vulnerable with one another. There's always some false face that we're showing that, you know, we don't even know ourselves who we are because, you know, mama and them and the teachers and the churches and, you know, the classmates, everybody done told us, you know, who we should be and how we're supposed to act. And you got to color inside the lines that I think we don't know who our authentic self is. And so that's what Colored and Country did for me, was to say, like, wow, you know, it's possible. You just got to keep digging. You got to keep, you got to have faith that it's going to be okay on the other side.
And you're so right on that, Miss Sandy. I love the part in the book where Caton takes Pearlie Mae through some inner healing. And basically what was happening for her, this white woman was on her knees before Pearlie Mae, washing her feet and praying over her. And Pearlie Mae was weeping and wailing. And what she realized that she was carrying, she was so broken and so wounded, she was carrying Big Mama's and them pains and hurts and all that her foreparents had gone through. She was carrying that in her body. And it was, I think of us as trees. And think, I'm going to step away from that analogy that I was using for her going through inner healing, but think of it as when you have trees growing in your yard, and if you put the right fertilizer at the root and if you water it as it needs to be, that tree is able to flourish so beautifully, blossom and flourish so beautifully. But if that tree's roots are not being fed, if they're not being nourished, and if you're not giving it enough water, what happens to it is that it dies. And in this, going back to the analogy of what was happening in this inner healing process, where this white woman was bowed down praying for a black woman, an African-American woman, that was humbling for both of them. That was that. Think about the symbolism in that, if you would, Miss Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And Pearlie Mae, it was like she was like, "What in the world are you doing? I ain't understanding this." And you know, Caton had a lot of sass and pizzazz too, and she's like saying, "Girl, shut up and just go through the process. Just shut up." And Pearlie finally realized she had to shut up because she could. Her body had held the pain of her past. Her body had held the pain of her foreparents, and she couldn't take any more.
Mm.
And so in that process of going through healing with Caton, God began to minister to her and to heal those broken and those wounded places. And it was interesting to see how, I love the analogy as I go back and read through the book, of how Caton poured oil upon her. And she began to tap the body. She began to tap her heart. And Pearlie Mae is going through all these, like, "Oh, God, what you doing?" Oh, and her lips are being set on fire. And she's saying, "What you doing?" You know, because you have to know Pearlie Mae. She didn't like, "Nobody touching her. Don't touch me." And it was interesting to see and to read how, after going through this very intense process, things were lifted off of Pearlie Mae. I share that to say We need each other as women to do the our own personal healing work, Miss Sandy.
Yes.
And when we are healthy, when we are healed, when we are whole, that's when we can begin to be those trees, as I go back to that analogy, when we can offer, we can blossom and flourish in such a way that we're able to be others' shade. We can help other women heal and to grow and to blossom and to flourish. And so it's a process. And it's a, it goes back to the journey of the heart. And so Pearlie Mae had to have her heart broken and healed in order for her to be able to do what was needed for her to do. And so it's like each one teach one. As Caton helped Pearlie, Pearlie in turn has to help others and others and help. You follow what I'm saying? And so that I believe that women, when women can, when we can get together and come together and do this work, because, you know, we can go out there and be wounded warriors, but you know what? I much rather deal with women who are healed, and healthy and whole doing the work, because we show up in the world differently. And so when we can show up in the world as light and love and well, being well in our spirit and our soul and our body, that's when the real work, that's when the real transformation, that's when the authentic transformation takes place, Miss Sandy. And that's what I'm about. I'm a big advocate for that right now. In every aspect of my life. And so, the work is real. It's very real.
Yeah, but I think that's what you've been building on. I'm going to call you Pam first. That's
yes,
what
Ms.
you've
Sandy.
Been building on, Pam, all the way through to Dr. Pamelia Sanders, because you had that vision and you probably didn't know what it was 25 years ago, 26 years ago, whatever. But you knew that there was a calling, and I just remember how you left Atlanta, passed through Louisiana, and you ended up in California because of what you felt, what you were called to do within the work of humanity. And I tell you, you have been such a model of having faith and living your faith and going through these experiences in life to be able to help. And it's always about the heart. Your energy, to me, always centers around the heart and what that, how that interacts within the body and within the body of humanity.
I am so grateful for friends like you who keep me on track. I'm grateful for you reminding me of this, of where I've been. And you're right, because I stepped out on faith back many, many years ago going to grad school. It was you who got me in contact with the person, you know, whose home I moved into and lived for 2 years of finished my master's degree, because I was determined. I said, y'all, I'm going to grad school. Everyone else around me was like, you crazy? But it was you, Miss Sandy, who you were my leading shoulder, and you said, oh, you going, girl? What part of California? Because you being a native of California, and you connected me. You were the one who connected me to the lady who opened her door, her home to me. And I don't know if I've ever shared with you, I got from here, from Atlanta, Georgia, to Oakland, California, I think with $7 in my pocket. But, you know, you were supposed to put the money in my account from my check from my last job, but that didn't happen, and I think you forwarded on. And so God has taken care of me. He has provided for me. He has opened the doors for me. And the experiences, everything I've gone through in my entire life, if I may say that, those things have helped me to build and to grow, having the faith to know, okay, if you make one step, you know, you got to see it first in your mind's eye. You have to see it in your heart, if I may put it back, and keeping it connected. I saw it many years ago. I didn't necessarily have the words for it back then, Miss Sandy, but it was heart, because I'd been overseas in the Peace Corps in Africa for a number of years, and I learned a lot. And I saw where it was I wanted to go, and I believed in my heart, this is, you know, there's something there. And then I'm able at this point to begin doing those things that I saw back 25, 30, 40 years ago. I'm telling my age now, y'all. But it's okay. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. And so
yes, ma'am.
I tell people I have been given songs about the heart. I've had dreams about the heart, not just the physical heart. People think I'm talking about the physical heart, but I'm talking about the spiritual heart, Miss Sandy. So I just want to thank you for reminding me of where I've been.
Yeah, girl, look, what? That thing called faith is no joke, you know. And like you say, you don't know what it is. You know, you don't have a name to call it. You don't call it faith. You just, you know that you're doing what you were put on this earth to do. And it's such a beautiful thing when you look back on it. And so, yeah, I'll remember that like it was last week or something. Just really, really such a beautiful journey for you. So what was your field of study, and where did that take you in life? And then when we're going to come back and play a song, another one of your songs, when you explain that to us.
Well, my master's is in cultural anthropology and social transformation. And basically, I look at people, I study people. It's from a very psychological, anthropological, and I threw even some spiritual stuff in there when I was doing my work because that was important to me. And then I was persuaded and so grateful to move from out of that area into when I started working on my PhD. I was more interested in transformation because I studied that, and I think my master's was more related to my having been overseas in Africa, traveled through 9 different nations in Africa and worked with the people and had done the work and stuff. So I probably should have got my master's and then went to Africa, but it didn't work that way. But my PhD is in transformative learning and change, and that's where I am today as a transformative educator, as a facilitator of the heart, as I like to say. And it was a journey. I tell people it was definitely a journey to go through my PhD program and to write my dissertation and to finish up. And I wrote my dissertation. My question was, back in the day, what was the experience of healing soul unrest within the African-American community? And so that was some many years ago. And my question would be somewhat different if I were to go back and do another dissertation, do another program. But it would move from out of the soul into the spirit. That's where true transformation takes place.
Wow, I like that. Because I've always enjoyed your thesis and the theme that you use, that soul unrest, you know, because that, for me, conjures up a complete picture of what happens day to day within the community of people of color. Not to say it doesn't happen in other areas as well, but, you know, I know firsthand those experiences with people of color. And so that has always been so vivid for me, you know, soul unrest leaves you with this vision of a people that's not calm, you know, not peaceful, searching for answers, looking for reasons and things like that. So, and that's what's always driven you to that next step. So let me play this song. I'm going to leave everybody hanging for a minute. And so this is another one of Dr. Pamelia's musical genius, artistic, I don't have all the words, but you'll love it too. I will be right back, you guys.
call to you. Oh Lord, please show me a way. I call to you with my whole heart, please answer me. I call your name. I call your name. With my whole heart, please answer my call. I call to you. Oh Lord, please show me the way. I call to you. With my whole heart, please answer me. I call.
Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Today, tonight, we're having a very intimate conversation with Dr. Pamelia Sanders. She's committed to mentoring young adults and women. She prepares meals for the homeless. She teaches within the church and community for personal, professional, and spiritual empowerment. Her passion for learning and living on purpose is contagious. From what you've heard her share so far with us tonight, then you understand why I make these statements about her. And truly, truly, her voice is just so soothing to the soul. And so she's agreed, right, to share her gift with the universe. And so that those songs are from her musical masterpiece that's called A Holy Habitation. And again, she serves as the primary caregiver to her aging mother, who is just a blast. I love her mom. And she has so lovingly researched and helped to nurse her mom back to complete health. And she uses intuitive, holistic modalities. And so she's always learning, always, always learning. So her newest contribution to humanity and when it comes to healing matters of the heart, on journey of the heart, and I want to ask her another question about another project that she's in. But this latest manuscript is called Colored and Country, A Journey of the Heart. I was blessed and so lovingly agreed to write the introduction. And we want to make sure that you have the information where you can get your copy of the book and also a copy of the CD, A Holy Habitation. So I want to bring my girl back on, Dr. Pamelia. And I just happened to pull another book that's in my library called Bearing My Soul. And it was written back in 97. Is that correct? I believe. Yep.
It's been a while for that one.
Yes, yes. So she's not new on this journey, you guys. She's been doing it for a minute.
Yes, yes, yes. I have been on it for a while, writing, and that was one of my first poetic renditions to the world. And I've done more as far as my writing. There's one of I guess you'd call it just affirmations for the heart. And so that's also on Amazon.com. Colored and Country is also on Amazon.com, and you can contact me on my website at www.pamelia, that's P as in Paul, A-M-E-L-A-I-A.com, to receive a book, not a book, a CD.
Well, all right, all right. We're going to get that information again. So if you didn't have an opportunity to write it down, make sure you have a piece of paper and an ink pen, a pencil, crayon, chalk. We don't even care what you're going to write it down with. We just want you to have the information. So, Dr. Pamelia, you have just... Go ahead.
No, I just love you for being who you are and how you are. You just show up and you just do you and your light in this world, I can tell you. Just to give you your flowers while you're still yet here and what you're doing, you have been light in this world and my world for a very long time. And so I just want to say thank you for being who you are. It's so beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for saying that. It put a huge smile on my face, and I certainly appreciate it. We've been through some stuff. And it's all good. It is all good. So would you like to talk about the heart math?
I can.
Okay.
It is something that I have been working on for the past since 2017. I've been studying it and really understanding that our heart is so powerful. People don't understand the physical heart. I was talking about the spiritual heart, but I'm going to go back to the physical heart and how important it is and how the heart sends so many billions of messages to the brain every day of our lives. And so this heart math, I have used it, especially with working with my mother. You've talked about that. And, you know, I never envisioned that I would be leaving where I was living at the time and moving back to my hometown here in Louisiana. And I just realized that I was always tense and my body was, you know, and I realized that I needed to do something more. And I will say this, heart math is just not about breathing, but there are techniques that you use to help you to regulate your blood pressure, to regulate your breathing, yes, but just to regulate your mind. And it's been a powerful tool that I have been able to work with people as a coach and a mentor. And just recently I went through the training as a trainer. I'm now a certified resilience trainer. And it's something that I think is revolutionary in the sense that it's powerful, because I can only imagine. I have a sister who left us in 2017, who transitioned in 2017, and she worked in the emergency room at Ben Taub Hospital in Houston, Texas. And I can only imagine what she went through every day she went to work, and people came in who had been shot and just all sorts of stuff. You know what goes on in an emergency room. And I think I thought about her when I was going through my training. She had not, at that time, had left us. And I'm imagining what her body went through every day. And so when I was going through the training, I realized that there are ways that we can regulate our breathing, regulate ourselves, that our bodies are not as stressed out as, I mean, we have a lot of stress coming at us every day, Miss Sandy. And
right,
so
right.
HeartMath teaches us how to have coherence in our bodies, and that's just so important. And so it's something that I'm really enjoying, and I've used it for some years now, and it's been a gift just for myself and those people that I'm able to coach and mentor in the processes, the techniques.
That sounds like I want to sign up for the class, you know, but because really giving thought to what you just said, and particularly in 2021, coming out of a full year, 2020, of this situation that
mm-hmm.
we are dealing with and having to deal with, and it may not even, like your sister you're talking about, you know, it may not even be your stuff. It could be somebody else's stuff, but, you know, you're being bombarded every day with, you know, various reactions. Spiritually is a lot of it, emotionally, of course, and mentally, you know, like the whole concept of this being shut in and shut down, separated from people. And sure, you know, we're slowly but surely getting back, but all of that separation has caused some issues, some problems. You know, some people even chose to check on up out of here, you know, and going on to their next assignment. And so it's just such a beautiful gift what you're doing with that hard math. I love it.
I think it's a wonderful gift, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with the world, as you've said. Yeah, sharing my gifts with the world. So that's one of the things that I definitely will be sharing over the long haul. That's something I believe that people will benefit, young people as well in the schools, as well as police, nurses, doctors. Even people in the church can benefit from it, you know, in spiritual arena, should I say. And so I'm looking forward to sharing it, more about it in the future, yeah.
Mm, I like that. I really, really do. Because I know some of the folks that I'm reaching out to, and I'm just going to slide this in here right quick for those that are listening. If you know anyone that lives by themselves, even if they don't, you may want to reach out if you haven't heard from them in a while and just say, hey, I was thinking about you, and just see the type of reaction that you get, and know that you may be actually saving somebody's life by just letting them know that you still care about them. So that's that heart connection that we're talking about. You really don't have to go into a long dialogue with the person, but just the thought of somebody reaching out to them. A lot of people are suffering in silence. It's real, and that's my plea to you. Just reach out.
So true. So I live in a community where a lot of senior citizens live, and one of the things that I attempt, I don't do it every week, but I do it pretty often, to just pick up a phone and you say, well, who do you consider seniors? People over you know, over 70 who live alone or just, you know, a lot has happened in the past several years of my being in the community. But being able to reach out and call people, like the oldest lady in our community, I think she's 94, 95, and she just loves it. And, you know, when I pick up the phone and I call, she said, girl, it's so good to hear from you. And it's like, I love her. She's a sweetheart. And that's important. Though she has daughters who are there with her, supporting her, doing what they need to do for their mom, I realize how important it is because, like, with my being here with my mother, I know that it's been a revitalization in her life to have another human being in the home with her. And one thing that I would add to it in your reaching out and talking to people, touch therapy has been so important for my mother in her healing and her being where she is in her health right now. Every day of her life, I massage her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. One of the things you said intuitively that I do for my mother, I use a lot of essential oils on her. And she will tell anyone, you know, the aches and pains that she's had before in her life. She doesn't have the aches and pains. Yeah, she's 91, almost 92. She can't dig, you know, she can't do what she did 40, 50 years ago, but I can promise you she's walking again, and she is one to advocate and say, you know what, if people can get what I get every day, I know that they would be feeling better and stuff. And so if you can offer a senior citizen a massage or some touch therapy. You know, I know we have COVID right now, but if you live with a senior citizen, just sometimes reach out and rub their hand and touch them and tell them, you know, I love you. And that's something I do with my mother every day of her life. And I know because of what I do, she is my mother. I know she is, it does something for her. It's that touch, that human touch that does wonders for us, Miss Sandy. Yeah.
So is important. There anything else that you could suggest to us as well to be able to do? If we're not able to touch, is there any other suggestions that you have where we can make a positive difference in someone's life?
You know what I tell people, like, we're in the country. You know where I live. I'm in the country. I am so grateful for nature. It's a small thing, but to be able to go outside, to let the sun hit my face every day, it just does something for me. You know, it's real easy to be, and some people can't go outside just because, of course, it's the winter in some parts, it's cold in some parts of the nation. But for me, even when it's cold outside, I just like to open the door and feel the freshness or to open the blinds and let the sun come in. There's something about the sun that heals, that does something to us. Also, just to walk out, like I walk out in the yard every day, and to walk among the trees, to look at the flowers and to hear the birds, it's something, because people ask me, so how do you do it? And I tell them, because I'm at peace within myself, I'm okay. I don't have to go out of the house. I don't have to leave the house, should I say, every day. I can find peace within the confines of the property here. And so it's important to do what's going to be best for you, but I do tell people if they can get, you know, spend some time in nature, do it. Do it.
That's great
advice. What is that again?
I said, that's great advice.
Yes, even Mama will tell you, you know what, it may be a little chilly outside, but I have my blanket and my cap, and I'm going on the porch, baby. So I said, okay, Mama. And she may only be outside for 10 or 15 minutes, but she does that occasionally, and she comes back in, and she's good to go.
I bet she is. I have a friend that would tell me, she's like, you know, well, when it gets colder and you go outside and that wind hits your face, it just lets you know that you're still alive. And she would be so bubbly, you know, and I'm like, look, I'm from California and that air don't feel good on me like that. But, you know, it's the truth. So just like what you're saying, you know, like get out and get the sunshine. And a lot of times just that alone will make such a huge difference in your attitude.
That's it. And the words that you speak, because our words are so powerful, and I'm finding myself daily telling Mama, watch your words, because your words, you know, they shape your world. And I can tell myself one thing, and then I'll find myself acting a certain way. But when my words are positive and affirming to my highest good and my greatest joy, I'm finding that I'm feeling better. I'm feeling lighter. And so you can either say that I'm sick or I'm broke or I'm whatever. But when you begin to speak life over yourself, you know, and that's the word. That's a good word. And you feel better. You do better. And I can tell you from my own experiences that when I think a certain way, when I speak a certain way, guess what? I'm going to feel however, whatever, if I'm putting out negative stuff in my thoughts and my words, I'm going to feel that way. But when I can change and to speak life over my body, over myself, that makes a world of difference in anyone's life. And so I do that daily. I speak life out of my mouth, over my mother, over my body, over my finances, over everything. And so that makes a world of difference. And I know we're living through a pandemic right now. And I tell people, you know, turn off the TV.
Yeah.
Get away from the TV. And music, one of the things that I do, I'm sharing with you the modalities that I use with my mother, music therapy. Every morning for 2 to 3 hours, my mother is in music therapy.
Huh.
And, you know, she's listening. Prime, Amazon Prime, and we're just listening to songs. And she loves that.
Good.
She's listening. It's good to see how her body moves because, you know, it's like you think, well, Mama can still move her little hip and move her head. You know, she doesn't. It's cute to see. It's like, okay, Mama, she's jamming to the beat, and she listens, and she'll know, oh, that's a new one. I haven't heard this one before. And so especially if for those people who are working with seniors, you know, their cognitive skills, you have to work with those things for them and with them. And so for her, she listens to her music, and she loves it. And talk therapy is wonderful, too. Listen to what they have to say. Now, you know my mother loves to talk, right?
Yeah.
and
you know I can sit at her feet all day long, too. Go ahead.
She loves to talk. And what I do, I give my mother the morning and I give her the late evening. And so it's where I listen to her, what she has to say. And I say, okay, Mom, and I engage her. That conversation, especially with the seniors, it's something about talking to them and with them. And so those are just some tips to help those who may, on your call tonight, who are, you know, maybe working with their elderly parents or relatives, to help them, or just not necessarily elderly people, but just to help us all navigate what's going on right now in our nation and in the world. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm finding it really interesting. And I know it was just something that was put in my heart. I know that God put it in my heart to start calling people. And so I just like to share that, you know, with as many people. I don't know if everybody's using it. That's not for me to, you know, to figure out or worry about. But I'm just sharing, you know, like if there's somebody that comes across your mind, just call them, you know, like call them right then. And tell them why you're calling and have them to do the same thing. And so we got each other helping, you know, this unnatural situation that we're going through right now. So, yeah. Whew, okay. Dr. Pamelia, there has been so much that we've covered tonight and you're so rich in all of your gifts with being a caregiver to your mother, with your words that you've shared in your two books that I've spoken of tonight, Bearing My Soul, which was back in 97, and your newest release, Colored in Country, A Journey of the Heart. And then also your musical collection, A Holy Habitation. And so I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to kind of maybe bring a head to everything, if that's even possible, because I know you and I could go on and on and on forever. So we'll pick and choose what we want to share with the audience in closing. And audience, if you have any questions or comments for Dr. Pamelia, we'll have the lines open as soon as we play this one last song. Thank you so much for being here with Like, Love, and Wellness.
Takes us higher, higher in with you. Nirvana takes us higher, higher in with you. Each day won't go higher, deeper in with you. Nirvana takes us higher.
Pamelia, PamelaLaia.com. PamelaLaia.com. And for the music, A Holy Habitation. Her book, Colored and Country, A Journey of the Heart, is available on Amazon. And Colored and Country, and again, her name is Pamelia Sanders, P-A-M-E-L-A-I-A Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S. Contact Dr. Pamelia if you're interested in her heart math program that she is offering. I think I'm not being premature in offering that. And I'm going to ask Dr. Pamelia to come and share with us whatever you would like to leave us with. We've got about 10 minutes left to the end of the show.
Okay. You know, people ask the question of me, and I say, first of all, thank you, Ms. Sandy, for this opportunity just to share and to be with you. How do you do it? And I tell people it's pretty simple, and three words, see, believe, and do. And though people say, well, that sounds simple, it's a process, and you hit up on it earlier when you said walking in faith, and I've walked in faith my entire life. Even in producing my first book, you know, my first book of poetry, going to grad school was a walk of faith. My doing everything I've done in life, producing the CD was a walk of faith, and even bringing forth this book, Colored in Country. And so I want to encourage people, because every one of the people on this phone tonight, on this call tonight, you have been given gifts from the Creator to bring forth to humanity. And I want everything that has been endowed, that has been given to you, to come forth, because that's a gift that is to be shared with me and everyone else around you. And so I just want to encourage people tonight to just to take that journey of trusting and believing that you can do whatever it is God has called you to do. I call him God. You may call him, you know, someone else, but that's my how I address God as my Creator God. And so I wish the best for every person. And to begin to know that when you live from the heart, because as the word tells us, out of the heart flows the issues of life. And so as we move into the heart, as we walk out of the heart issues, as we work those things out, and as we walk in the power of the heart, we begin to do some pretty wonderful things in our lives. And so I just want to encourage people to see it in your mind's eye, believe it in your heart, and then begin to do what it is you want, you know, what you desire to do.
Mm. Very well said, and thank you for that statement. We also have received a text that commented on the music selection and said that they were all songs of joy and how they're truly enjoying your speaking and the music that we've been playing as well. So tell us what's in the future for Dr. Sanders.
Well, thank you, Ms. Sandy. I'm pressing forward. I'm working on another book that I'm, you know, it's a process for me because I don't just get to sit and do my, you know, work what I want to do for 8 hours of a day. Working on the book as well as courses for the public, and just bringing forth what it is I have been wanting to do for a long time. And so it's a process, and I'm excited. And so I've been making phone calls and talking to people and doing things. And my website is up and running, both of my websites for, you know, the things of my teachings, that's up, and I'm going to do some different things to it, and my music website is up. And so I'm excited about what's happening,
wow,
about where I'm going. You know, bringing forth things to in the world. I thank God for you, Miss Sandy, because you have been a mentor, a friend, a confidant for many years, and you encourage me to do more and to do better. And so I'm excited about my future, our future. So I'm very grateful. And thank you to the person who said and who texted you and said what they did about the music and about my speaking. I just enjoy sharing. And my thing is that I want to, there's a song that I used to sing, if I can help somebody as I travel along this way, then my living will not be in vain. And my heart's desire is to help people live full life, to live out their full potential, Miss Sandy, because when you begin to know who you are, because it goes back to the good word, we are made in his image and his likeness. And when we begin to truly understand that, oh, my goodness. And I can tell you, it's taken me a journey. I've been on a journey, but I'm understanding the importance of my speaking forth my good, of my seeing what it is I desire to do, believing in my heart. That's a big component of it, believing, because we can say some things, but we don't really believe it. And there has to be some shifting and some change in that the neurological pathways have to change. And some of us have been conditioned to have only to only have so little, whereas God says you can have so much more. And so there's some things that need to shift and change. And when we can do those things, guess what? We create miracles all around us every day.
So is there an exercise or a process or a suggestion that you would have for us to put into practice to be able to do those things that you were just talking about, like journaling or?
I journal. I've been journaling for a long time. But I tell people, this is like write the vision and make it plain. I told people back 30 years ago when I was in corporate America that one day I was going to do the stuff that I've done. Write it down and make it happen. Begin to, when I say see, that see process is more than just say, you know, okay, well, one day. It's beginning to imprint it upon your brain, Miss Sandy. I'll have to come back and talk more about the brain, okay? I've talked about the heart, but now the brain and how important that is for us. And so begin to see beyond your current circumstances. Begin to see where it is you want to go. What is it you want to do? And I tell the story of where I have been and how I know I began to speak it and to see it, and I was very careful with who I shared my ideas and my dreams with, because so many people had said, girl, quit dreaming. Quit. You're being stupid. You can't do that. You can't make no – you can't go to Africa. You can't live abroad. You can't go to grad school. You can't do this. And it's like, okay, I won't share those dreams with people again. And so you begin to find those friends with whom you can confide in, and you talk, and you have a relationship with them, and they're – there, it's like you feed off of each other, like I did with you, Miss Sandy.
Yes.
You know, you helped me, you mentored me, you listened to me. And so you write the vision. What is it that you want to do? And begin to see it's a daily process. And to begin speaking over your life what it is you want. And I speak it into the atmosphere. Into the atmosphere what it is I desire to have. And I pray over my life. I pray over everything. And I believe, and that the believability is my next book, one of my next books that's coming out. That's a deep process. And you can begin that. You will begin to see the fruit from your seeing and believing. I believe that. This I believe.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I love that word, believability, because it's an action word. You know, it's like you got the ability to do it. All you have to do is to do it. And a lot of times, or sometimes we'll have an occasion where we'll talk ourselves out of an intention, a desire, a vision that we have, or you know, any number of processes where we're ahead of where we are, you know. And so thank you for that. Thank you for those words of believing, believability, seeing where you want to be, and know that it's possible for you.
Yes, yes. And if people want to be in touch with me, you can email me as well at drdr.pamelia, P-A-M-E-L-A-I-A, at gmail.com, and I will respond to you.
Give that email one more time for us.
drdr.pamelia, P-A-M-E-L-A-I-A, at gmail.com.
I wanted to make sure that we got that. And the book is on Amazon. Is it on your website also, or primarily Amazon?
It's primarily on Amazon.com at this time.
Okay, and that's Colored and Country. Colored and Country. And Pamelia has done the formatting and designed the jacket cover. Just such a phenomenal piece of who she is. So you guys, please support Dr. Pamelia and get her CD. And I hope you've enjoyed the music that we've played tonight. And that's at www.pamelia.com, P-A-M-E-L-A-I-A.com. And oh, my girl, I am so thankful that you had the time and took the time to come and share with us, and especially highlighting Women's History Month. And your work is such a perfect piece of what we're looking at and what we're celebrating and what we're seeing as being possible during this month. So I thank you. I thank you. I love you, and looking forward to you coming back and talking to us about the brain and seeing those things that we wish to manifest in our life.
Yes, it'll be my pleasure. Thank you. I'm humbled. I love you and very grateful for our friendship of 25 years, and here's to 25, 50, 40 more.
Yes, 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 50 more. All right, everybody, I love you. And remember, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. We'll be back next week at the same time. And until then, kudos to Dr. Pamelia Sanders. Support her work. Get her book on Amazon.com, Colored and Country. Get her CD on her website, www.pamelia.com, and send her an email at dr.pamelia@gmail.com. I love you guys. We're out of time. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.